Folks, we've got an announcement to make. We got a lineup changing here today. Yeah. All right. All right. Settle now. Settle. We got an unshowered, we got a smelly guy in here, unshaven, slept in that shirt in here. Now, you save your booing for somebody later. This guy came in here, and he's working today.
You know, back in my day when I was on Broadway,
yep.
we would call something like this a trooper.
This guy's a trooper.
He's a trooper.
The understudy here gets the call
yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning. By golly, he comes in here. Biggie is not with us today. I'll tell you a couple of things about his absence. First of all, let's update his board. Let's just get it out of the way. This is the American Leak American Leak Detection.
By the way, I've noticed, I don't know if someone's moved our camera angles. Mm-hmm. You can't see my head anymore. So when I do this, no one can see it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter.
Right there.
Okay, right there. So down low, 25 days since last illness has to go back to 0 days since last illness, and that is from AmericanLeakDetection.com. You have a leak around your home, they'll find it and fix it fast. So I blame myself for this. We upped it to 25 yesterday. Biggie was, there was no indication he was ill at all.
Zero.
None.
Other than his usual gloom and doom.
Yes, but that's all the time. On the way out the door, I said to the man, 26 tomorrow. And he's like, yep, hope so. Then, fast forward, I'm on the way into work. I've got my phone in my back pocket. Like a teenage girl, I've got my phone in my back pocket. It's, 3:50 a.m. I get a...
Can't be good news.
No, the buzz, my ass started vibrating. I was like, well, either something's gone drastically wrong at the house in the last 5 minutes since I left, or that's Biggie. And I was like, I'm not even going to check it. I won't even see what it is. And when I walked in the door, Kristen said, well,
the dream is over. I don't usually paraphrase John Lennon like that, but I had to. That's the first thing that jumped into my mind.
Yeah.
The dream is over.
We are tracking Biggie's days without illness, and it stops at 25 and goes back to zero. Now, there is a bet going
on. It's a hard reset, we call it.
That's a hard reset.
Because he'd really banked 25 solid days.
He had. And again, no indication.
No days off in August?
Mm-mm.
Didn't miss a day in August,
that's
correct?
That's right. He went all the way through August.
I think that's right.
Is that the only month this year? I don't know. Is August his only clean month?
What it had to have been.
Well, now he had 30. His longest streak is 33 days, but that may have been split over 2 months. I don't know. We should... Keep track of that as well. Maybe fact checker Rusty would know something about that. He's usually on it. But Biggie said, and this is the text, I woke up swole. He is swole up. He's swole up. Fluid. We're blaming fluid on this one, okay? He said, I knew yesterday something felt off. A buildup of fluid. Remember, one of his streaks ended because he couldn't get his shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he volunteered to work barefoot. And we said, no, you stay at home and rest.
Rest your tired feet.
That's right. Get BBJ, get an unshaven BBJ in here. That's what we're looking for. He says, I woke up today, swole up bad. I'm sending BBJ. I'm doubling my fluid pills, hoping this will be a one-day event. Of course, Chris Dim. Damn it, man, he replies. I'll leave Biggie hanging. I won't reply.
No.
Because I never.
As is tradition.
I'll never support that. Then he says, I knew something felt off yesterday, but didn't want to reveal. He hid an extra fluid pill yesterday. Didn't do the trick. Here's BB Show.
Now, I think I may have misinterpreted his initial message when he said, I woke up swole. I had forgotten about
the feet. Yeah.
And initially, I assumed it was just his knee was swollen. But I think this is the buildup of fluid all around him.
Well,
which
agreed.
And in the past has sent Biggie to the hospital.
That's remember
he had to pee away 60 pounds.
Yes, he did. He peed out 60 pounds once. And then the last time he missed, he said, I have to miss a few days or I'm going to wind up in the hospital.
Or I will be in the hospital.
Yeah, and I think this may be the same situation.
I think that's it.
It's a fluid buildup from time to time.
How's your fluid feeling, BB Shane?
I'm chill right now, man.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I'm cool.
Are you topped off?
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Sweated it all out yesterday.
Did you on play the golf nine?
That's right, man. Beautiful day. Gorgeous.
Cool nine, yeah. That was a beautiful day.
Perfect.
Wasn't it? It was. Biggie said he was feeling fluidy, and I thought, does he mean fluey? Like he's having a flu?
Flu attack? No.
No, it's fluidy. So now, boy, inside the numbers here, we're writing down the streaks. Let me see if I can get this. 33 was his best, without a miss. Then 18, then 8, then 6. Now up to 25. I really want him at triple digits. I just want to get that 100, you know, but
based on
we are not.
He really hadn't even been a third of the way.
No.
Yeah.
That's you're right.
You know, past performance is no guarantee of future behavior,
true.
But still.
Boy, look at this.
I mean, the correlation is just
I know.
Now it's jarring.
Yeah.
He's got to play that game with Barry and HR too. Is this a vacation, a personal day, or a sick day? He's juggling.
It's all a shell game, isn't it?
He's juggling all three. Yeah, and then he'll say, all right, I've burned one, so I got to add one. You know, he's got to, I got to work a day. We're not here on vacation.
Can I come in on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It's a
I'll work Christmas. No, that doesn't work that way.
It's a strange, way.
I'll come in on Saturday and just play records. No.
No, we're not doing that. Speaking of records now, and you can weigh in on this as well, BB Shay. Chris Dim says he's getting a lot of email from fans of the band Extreme because last week on Throwback Thursday for Put Up or Shut Up, question was about the song More Than Words. Was it, I can't remember the question, or was it, no, you know, it might have been one of the, one of those 90s Guilty Pleasure songs.
You're right. Okay. That was it. That's you're right. It was not the Throwback Thursday.
It was like the number one Guilty Pleasure song of the 90s, Extreme's More Than Words. More Than you fan?
I'm surprised that they have fans.
Okay. Well,
the fact that they've been emailing Chris Dim.
Prepare for emails yourself.
That's the biggest thing I'm trying to get over.
Here's what people were saying. I think I said this is their only hit, right? And I think we agreed that it was. Although I do recall they had a hard rock. I mean, they're for a harder band. They're a harder band for sure. This was like their biggest hit for sure. And it's not indicative of what they are. You know, they have much harder sounding songs. So people have been flooding Chris Dim's inbox who are fans of Extreme.
I was not expecting that.
And they're saying, they're more than this! They're more than this!
Ironically, more than words.
Yeah. Yes.
I love this jam.
I mean, it's a fine song.
Great song.
Yeah. But, you know, and the through line of almost all the communications is, they're extremely talented musicians, and they can play almost anything. And I've heard some of their other stuff. I mean, I never sought it out. I wasn't a giant fan, but I didn't dislike them. I didn't dismiss them.
Yeah.
It just wasn't for me. But I mean, the music world is littered with artists whose entire body of work has been eclipsed by a hit single that you can't really explain.
That's true. This is definitely an example of that. This is really what I know them for, and most people know them for. And it is not indicative of what their other songs are at all.
I mean, look at the Grateful Dead. Where they have one top 40 hit.
Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their body of work.
Oh, true.
I mean, that does not... I mean, it's the Grateful Dead, but it doesn't sound like the Grateful Dead of the 60s or 70s.
Why did the Grateful Dead get such a following, like that people follow them around the country? Is it because their shows are so unique and...
They were always welcoming. They were, I think they may have been one of the first bands to ever say, hey, man, come tape our show. The people would spread the word like that through tapes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a tapers area where people would record their shows and spread the word. If you haven't seen the Dead, you have to see the Dead.
Most bands hated that. They stopped people from recording the shows and all that. Yeah. They really did get that following. And there are many others, but yeah, the Grateful Dead is one. See, I'm a guy who just like, I'm hits, you know, give me the hits.
Yeah. You're spoon-fed by Top 40 Radio. Your baby bird, Top 40 Radio, is a mama bird regurgitating into your mouth.
Yes. Yes, and I love it. And I just open up for more.
Ah.
Give me more. I love that. Yes, that is what I'm looking for. So when they would spoon-feed me in the 80s, you know, whatever, Phil Collins.
Kylie Minogue. Oh,
yes.
Prince. Janet. Michael. Bruce. Madonna.
And then into the
90s. The Titans of the 80s.
And into the 90s. Mariah Carey and all the others. You know,
Hootie.
Oh, my God, Hootie. Hootie was everything, you know. I tried to hate Hootie. I couldn't. I love Hootie, you know. But so that's what I am. I'm all spoon fed. So when somebody says Grateful Dead, what? I don't know anything about that, you know. This one for you, BBJ, another debate. People are saying now that there's no chance ever. The most unbreakable record there is in sports is Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak, which he got in 1995. He played from 82 to 96, I believe, without missing a game. In 95, he broke the all-time streak record of playing every however many games in a row. It was like
2,231.
2,131. When he broke the record at Camden Yards. An amazing night when he broke the record. And I agree. I don't think that'll ever be broken.
Not at all.
Players now, they want to take it.
I think the longest active streak is like 300 games, and that dude is like pushing 40, I think.
Oh.
I don't see it. The way the players are treated now, it's like they're going to take a break. They want to take rest. But every single time the Cal Ripken record comes up, or any time I see actor Kevin Costner, I think of you, B.B. Shea, because you brought me the unsubstantiated rumor that during Ripken's streak, he came home one day to find his wife in bed with Kevin Costner, punched Costner in the face, hurting his hand. So that night when he was supposed to play at Camden Yard, oops, we have an electrical issue. There is no game tonight. But then they went on a road trip and he could play, giving his hand 2 or 3 days to heal. They created this electrical issue so that he could miss a game, or there was no game.
I mean, and he's no longer married to that woman, so
take it for what you will. That
so on a day where Biggie Street comes to an end.
They're comparing him to Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, he's the Iron Man.
God, Cal Ripken Jr. played 21-31 in a row. Biggie can't get past 33. Jeez.